To place your audio ad here, please call ETV at 435-636-3941. 49th Annual Rocky Mountain Mine Rescue. The 49th Annual Rocky Mountain Mine Rescue Association, RMRA, Mine Rescue Contest was held June 23 to 26 at Utah State University Eastern in Price, bringing together elite mine rescue teams. The four-day competition featured a series of high-stakes challenges that tested teams on mine emergency response, medical aid, equipment knowledge, safety protocol and technical precision. This competition takes an incredible amount of effort to organize, said Justin Barrington, chairman of the Rocky Mountain Mine Rescue Association. USU Eastern has been a phenomenal partner. Staff like Brett Martinez were involved at every step. Community vendors like Bookcliff Sales, ICM, Scamp Excavation, Komatsu, Carroll Engineering, United Central, Kennametal, Intermountain Electric, Draeger, Biomarine, Coal Country Company, Farlano's, Sure Stay Hotel and Danny Blanton at Original Creations were essential to its success. He continued, "Finally, the team members themselves, they helped set and tear down fields, gave essential feedback and are fierce competitors. These men and women are the key part to a mine's success. They are natural leaders, are diligent in safety and help the mine be compliant. Without mine rescue teams and their training, the mines would lack a valuable tool to be more productive and safer. When the call is given, they answer yes. That is why I try to do my best to make this competition the best it can be." Day 1 of the Mine Rescue Field Contest saw Canyon Fuel Sufco Black, captained by Thane Larson, finishing first. Canyon Fuel Skyline Black, led by Josh Tyhurst, placed second, while Signal Peak No. 2 from Montana, captained by Carter Bench, came in third. In Day 2's mine rescue events, Sufco Black again took top honors. Canyon Fuel Skyline Black placed second and Sufco White, captained by Justice Norcross, earned third. The overall mine rescue competition title went to Canyon Fuel Sufco Black with a total of just 23 points. Sufco White followed with 41 points and Canyon Fuel Skyline Black rounded out the top three with 54. In the combination, Mine Rescue plus First Aid, standings, Sufco Black again topped the field with 34 total points, followed closely by Skyline Black with 41 and Sufco White at 95. The First Aid contest saw Clint Black lead Sufco Black to first place with 11 points. Dakota Anderson led Sufco White to second with 41 and Richard Gomez of Signal Peak No. 2 earned third with 88. In bench competitions, Andy Nelson of Bronco Utah Operations claimed first in the BioPack 240R contest with 10 points, followed by teammates Mason Jones, 12 points, and Ryan Peterson, 14 points. The Draeger BG4 bench contest saw Nicole Henderson of Galena Mine take first place with just 5 penalty points. Josh Tyhurst of Canyon Fuel Skyline Black finished second with 11 and Zach Wilden of Sufco White took third with 13. In the pre-shift competition, Denny Erickson of Gentry Mountain's Gentry Silver Team earned first with 50 points. Ryan Peterson and Bronco Black came in second with 71 and Signal Peak's team, led by Derek Dill, placed third with 99. The technician team competition concluded with Canyon Fuel Skyline Black's Cody Austin and Troy Reese in first with just 5 total points. Sufco White's Tanner Malmgren and Justice Norcross placed second with 12, and Signal Peak's Chuck Harvey and Carter Bench rounded out the top 3 with 14. As Barrington noted, the competition not only celebrates technical skill and readiness but serves as a tribute to the industry and its people. Next year will be our 50th anniversary. That is 50 years of helping prepare our teams to head the call when the need arises. My goal is to grow the competition to include metal/non-metal teams. Our coal teams are amazing, but we are limited to 10 Utah teams, 8 Colorado teams and 2 from Montana in the West. Finally, the association members themselves, Mike Porter, Kerry Barker and Denny Erickson, these people care about our miners, team members and the industry. They are passionate and support coal 100%. They realize that coal built this community, we have forgotten that and need to be reminded of it. Without them there is no RMRA. Photos by Maxwell Meisner.